What's up? You're listening to Share the Candy. This is Colby. We have Kay and Kayla in today. Say hey, guys.
Hey.
Chicken fried steak.
Here we go.
You are listening to
Share the Candy with friends and strangers.
Don't be afraid to share. Remember, sharing is caring. Strangers always have the best candy. Thanks for sharing.
All right, yeah. I'm just doing, I don't know, I'm going to see how well that works for a while. I'm going to cut the music. That was some feedback from people. They're like, because I like doing like the music intro. I still kind of want you to come up with something for me that I can use like for, I want to have guests who will kick it off. Like you'll hear when we have the, when we air the Miss Washington one, she goes, hi, this is, you know, she says her name, Miss Washington, you're listening to Share the Candy.
Hi, this is Miss Washington,
and then we
USA.
Kick it off, and then I want there to be music, but since you're like the, you know, the DJ out of all of us, you should make the music.
Okay.
So until you do. I like the voice you're doing today, too. It's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of deep.
Deep like what?
Like throat.
Oh. So, I know we have some stuff we could talk about, but I don't know where to start. Fuck, let's start with the website.
Yeah, let's talk about the website.
ShareTheCandy.com. Because you, I told you I was going to give you a page.
Can I see the page?
And I emailed you about it. No, you can't see the goddamn page.
Oh, why not?
But, yeah. But I have you hooked up and we can change anything that you want to have changed. But hold up, let me pull it up. Bam. So there's the, this is the home page. That we still got to update a bunch of shit. I'm going to change a couple things, but and then there's like a contact us page, so if you have like any questions or whatever. Yeah. And then we don't have sponsors yet, but I hope we will. And then you just go over cohorts, the cohorts, which is like, you know, us. We need more people. That's the other thing. We need to make a page. I wanted to include a lot more people, but I don't know if they want a page or like what they'd want on their page. But I knew you definitely wanted one because I talked to you about it.
I'll
so
post,
we're
going to
go.
Videos.
Yeah, we'll go down to yours.
Bam.
And it's real simple so far, but I like that photo. So I put the photo up and then I put up a link to your track so you can listen to
it. What photographer took that photo?
I don't remember. Some you know, dickhead. But we can change whatever. But I mean,
cool.
I figured, do you have a Twitter?
What's a Twitter?
Where you can write dumb shit when you want and just post it.
Is that
it.
Like a Facebook?
Kind of. We could put a link to your Facebook if you want.
Okay, that's fine.
Whatever. We'll do it after the thing, but...
Noodle.
We have an official... noodle? We have an official website now. It's kind of crazy. I've never had one that's just... I've always had to, like, join something and then... You know, it's like something, 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 dot, something, 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 backslash, and then your name. And it's like when you go to tell people, oh, yeah, I'm on the web, and then you got to tell them all the long stuff, and then you finally get to, you know, your little section.
You have your website. Are you going to have cards?
What do you mean?
Business cards.
Oh, maybe.
That'd be cool.
Do you want a business card?
Yeah.
All right.
You should have it look like a Tootsie Roll.
A Tootsie Roll?
Yeah.
Right on.
Why are you talking in that voice?
Because I like it today.
This is the voice I'm feeling today.
It is. What was your what did I call you today? What was your pet name of the day? What was it?
I don't remember.
It was Machuchu.
Machuchu?
Yeah. Yesterday it was Macaca. What was it, Macaca? I called her yesterday. I called her Macaca Mud Butt.
Shit. All right. So I'm going to pull up that that thing. I hope if you've seen it, you'll like it anyways. But if you haven't seen it, it's fucking hilarious. So I want to hear I want to hear about I read your post about the show. What was it called again?
The Boom was whack.
It was called the boom is back, but right. this year it was the boom was whack.
Yeah. Did you want to talk about it or no? No.
That's kind of a sore subject.
All right, then we won't talk about it. We just got back.
You just messed it up.
Didn't know.
Son of a bitch. I had it working and I fucked it up. What did I do that for?
I like both ears.
Oh. Dude.
Holy crap, you messed it up. Hold on.
So
you had to touch it.
So for we've only been recording with mics and headphones, you know, so you get better sound for like the last two podcasts. But for the longest time, we've only been able to have audio in the left ear. There we go. And you fixed it. What is it? You just don't push it all the way in. Oh, my God. So now we finally have audio in both ears and it sounds way better. And I that's messed up. That's the kind of the story of my stuff. Yeah, whatever. But anyways,
keep talking. I have to take a leak.
You do? Okay. Well, I want you. We'll hurry up so you can come back and we'll play the thing. Go.
Okay.
Go.
Go. Going to the throne.
Right on. I'll cue the video, as they say.
Oh my God.
Right on. So, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
Just working.
Applying for jobs.
No shit?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. How is it? Well, yeah. Have you applied anywhere cool or just?
Anywhere.
The time?
Just anywhere.
Have you tried temp agencies?
Mm-mm.
No?
I should do that.
It worked for me. It just depends on, you know, what you want to do. What at all do you have experience in?
Receptionist, like computer work.
I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Check out a temp agency. It sucks for a while because you'll only get like day jobs here and there, but just tell them that you want full time and they'll find something, and they usually do temp to hire. So you work 90 days for somebody and then they'll bring you on. So
that's dope.
Yeah.
What are we watching?
This is called, so if you Google this or go to YouTube, it's called Black Metal Prank Call.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So when I went down, we played a show in Los Angeles with Black Market Sunday this last weekend. And going down there, our bassist knew about this, so we like downloaded it or whatever, and we played it over the stereo. And it made us laugh. Like it's one of those, it's like, you know, you see that really funny summer movie or whatever, and it's like you quote it for the whole year. That's this, but it's in a prank call. It's it's gonna be awesome. So. I think it lasts like 5 minutes, so it's really funny, but it also kills time. So, come on, Prince Charming, you dropped your hanky, dude. You carrying a hanky now?
Yeah, I'm old.
Where's your cane at?
He's getting one.
No shit.
Yeah.
And a little hat and a monocle.
His leg goes out sometimes when we go for walks.
Are you shitting me?
My diabetes, yeah. It's just hurt my leg.
Jesus, dude. Well, you need to monitor that shit.
Oh, I know. He should have insulin, but he's been not wanting to go get it.
No, my insurance is not covering it anymore.
Are you serious?
Yeah. At Walgreens.
Why aren't they covering it anymore?
Because Walgreens and my insurance company couldn't come up to an agreement.
But you have a thing you need to take care of, and they should take care of you.
But they don't want to.
Let's fuck it. We're going to break in and take care of business.
What's wrong with that guy's face?
Okay. So I was telling Kayla that when we went down to California, our bassist played this, but the recording of it. And it's like instead of that movie you see in the summer or whatever that you quote for the rest of the year, this is like all of that in a prank call. This doesn't look familiar to you at all?
No.
Okay, so we'll
and
go.
I'm the king of videos, and I've never seen this.
Right on. So we'll go ahead and play. I don't even know how old it is. When does it say it was posted? When does that normally say, like when you do show more?
No.
I don't even know what's posted. Oh, it was posted in 2007. So this isn't new or anything. All right. So here we go. I hope you like it.
Yeah, Joe there. Yeah, Joe, I'm going to call up about the leads.
The leads?
Yeah, you got to add the paper.
Yeah.
You want somebody to put the leads for your metal band?
Yeah.
You want singing leads, guitar leads, what kind of weed leads? I know all kind of leads. What you need?
Guitar leads.
Guitar leads, I can do that. I can do it. I got some turntables. We can hook it up. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your band?
Okay, I don't think you'd fit the bill.
Why don't I fit the bill? You ain't even never heard me play. Y'all motherfuckers say I don't even fit the bill. Hold up, Joe.
Oh, motherfucker hung up. Hello?
Yeah, Joe, listen here, man. What the fuck? I'm gonna come down and play some lead for your metal band.
You don't even know where I'm at.
Well, hold up, G. You turn the motherfucker away from calling up your ad. You don't even know he say you don't fit the bill. What's up with that?
Because my friends wouldn't want me in the band.
Why, but your friends don't want me in the band. Why that? Hold up. Go on and say it. You got an ad right here. You want a motherfucker black band, and you don't want...
It's black as in evil and darkness.
I could be evil and darkness. Hold up. I want me to kick some rhymes for you? Motherfucking devil coming down on your street, gonna kick your fucking ass, gonna stab you in your fucking neck, Joe. Now, how would you think about that? I could play some motherfucking leads too, and a scratching too, and I'll scratch your motherfucking eye out with my fucking, like a long goddamn fingernail too, and I'll scratch your motherfucking eye out.
What did you call me for?
I called you about the motherfucking leads you got to add in the paper. You want a black metal band. You're a serious musician. I got equipment, I got all that fucking shit. I got a van, I'm gonna put them equipments in.
Well,
I'm an evil motherfucker. I'm an evil motherfucker, Joe. You know that?
Really?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I done shot a motherfucker. That's evil. You know what I'm saying? I bet you ain't shot shit. You shot your motherfucking load in your hand, Joe. I'm an evil motherfucker, Joe.
What kind of bands do you go see and hang around?
I don't hang around no motherfucking bands. Fuck all them. I'm the motherfucking best.
You don't go out to see, the local bands at all?
I heard that motherfucking Mushroom Head and all that bullshit. That's bullshit.
I don't listen to Mushroom Head. I listen to black metal bands like Burzum, Dark Him, Mayhem, Dark Throne, Mayhem, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's evil. That's cool. That's it. Yeah, yeah. You're talking about, I'm fucking down with the devil, Joe. Down with the motherfucking devil. He got his tail in my hand right now, Joe.
Alright.
He's gonna have a horn up your motherfucking ass in about a minute.
Why?
Because you're fucking with me, Joe.
How am I fucking with you?
First you tell me you don't want your dudes, ain't gonna want me in the band. And then you ain't give me no reason. You say you don't even want me in the band. You say I ain't evil. You don't know if motherfucking evil, Joe. Records ain't evil, Joe.
What isn't evil?
Your records ain't motherfucking evil. I's evil. They call me the evil motherfucker where I come from.
Where are you from?
I'm from the east side. You ever been to my neighborhood? I'll show you motherfucking evil. Why don't you come down?
Where are you?
Bring your boys with you, too. I'll show you motherfucking evil.
Where?
East 72nd St. Clair.
I don't hang around that kind of area.
You damn right you don't hang around that motherfucking area. You know why you don't hang around the area? Because the evil motherfuckers around the area, Joe, and you're just a punk. You a punk bitch, Joe.
I'm a white boy.
Yeah, I can tell you a white boy. You a white punk boy. What the fuck you putting an ad up for a black band if you motherfucking is white?
Well, haven't you ever heard of a style of music known as black metal?
Yeah, I heard of black metal. Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
I've
been
it.
Done a million motherfucking times before.
When it says black, it ain't got nothing to do with black people.
Right, so why the fuck you trying to throw them out the game? You don't want no chocolate in your vanilla? What's up?
It's not the same thing. It's not the same black. It's got nothing to do with black people. Black is, as in darkness and evil. That's what
Yeah, evil and darkness, Joe. Like I'm saying, a motherfucking devil coming down on your ass. Motherfucking devil gonna stab you in your fucking neck, Joe. You understand what I'm saying?
He's on my side.
Yeah, he's on my side, Joe. I shot motherfuckers. You shot motherfuckers, Joe?
No, because I lived in a suburb.
You lived in a suburb?
As an only child.
Lived in a suburb. Mom and dad busted off for you, ain't they? See, you're talking about evil and stuff. You know what? Fuck you, Joe. Your band sucks.
So, yeah, we heard that, like, at the beginning of the little trip, and it was like, oh, fuck, it was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah. Yeah, listen to that Mushroom Head. That's bullshit. So, yeah, when I heard that, I was like, well, you've probably heard it before, but...
No, actually, I haven't heard that.
Wow, finally. Finally showed you something. Holy shit. You show me pretty much everything online.
What have we seen recently? We did go see the Transformers.
Oh yeah, is it good?
You're shaking. I like it.
Yeah, sweet. Did you like it? And I look over at Chris.
I liked it.
It was better than the second one.
Yeah.
But I miss Megan Fox.
Really?
Yeah, that was kind of. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all I have to say about that. I miss her and her club thumbs.
Club thumbs?
You didn't know she had club thumbs.
Uh-uh. What do they look like?
Toes? They look like golf clubs. Like a driver. They
look like toes.
No, they look like a driver.
I'm going to look it up really quick.
They look like
thumb
toes.
That's why they're called club thumbs.
Is this something known they're about, club. Or is this something that just you noticed?
No.
So other people know about this, but me? Yeah, of course. Megan Fox thumbs.
She has club thumbs. What?
Oh my god, that's not her thumb. No
yes,
way.
It is, dude.
Bullshit.
She's freaking hot, too, and she has those thumbs.
That's some bullshit. Dude, that looks edited as like.
Oh, it's
fuck.
Not, dude, because if you look in any of the movies that she's in, she hides her hands.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's kind of like.
Jesus, that one doesn't look edited. Holy shit.
What does it look like?
It, you know what? This is fucked up, but if you held her hand, I wonder if your hands would smell like feet.
No, dude, you know what that looks like to me?
What's up?
You saw Pee-wee's Big Adventure,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
you know when he stuck that big hitchhiker thumb on his hand?
When
he was trying to go to Alamo?
No, I don't remember that now.
This is giant thumb.
No, I don't remember. All I remember, though, I think you told me that the trucker scene or whatever scared the shit. Was it you or someone else?
No, it was actually my buddy Devin. You remember Devin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you told me. Yeah.
Devin was actually high on some narcotic.
Yeah.
We went to go see it at the theaters.
Jeez.
And he freaked out.
Yeah. That's, I don't know. That's not horrible, I guess. But, yeah, I wonder if she gets toe jam in between her fingers.
Ew.
Finger jam. Taxi.
I don't know if I've seen any like movies lately. I'm thinking about. I was invited to go see the last Harry Potter this weekend. I don't know though. We'll see.
I actually want to see it.
Yeah. Well,
we've been doing a Harry Potter marathon because coincidentally, Kayla has never seen any Harry Potters.
But now you are though. Mm-hmm. Which one are you guys on?
Fourth one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I've caught, there's seven, right? Well, technically eight. There's two parters, like seven and eight, right?
Yeah.
So I think I caught five, six, and the first part of seven, so.
I don't think they didn't start getting good until, like, the third one.
The fourth one.
Like, the first three are a little kind of
kids.
Yeah, they're more kids.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one starts getting cut. No, the last one, before the Goblet of Fire. No, it was the Goblet of Fire.
You fell asleep for all the first three, so don't even
but
say.
That was after I got off of work, my new job.
They're getting better, though.
They are getting
better.
Yeah,
because they're getting evil.
No, it's because the Hermione Granger has tit eyes.
That too, but there's also, there's it's tit dark.
Eyes.
It's darker and darker, like it's getting evil. They're evil motherfuckers, Joe.
No. The titties.
I'm an evil motherfucker, Joe. Oh, shit.
Any other news?
Did you check out Super 8 yet?
I have not watched it.
Oh, shit.
No. But there's some good movies in the theater right now. Captain America is coming out.
Are you going to go see that?
Most definitely.
Let's go together.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'll go see it.
I wanted to go see X-Men, but nobody wanted to go with me.
I wanted to. It's gone now, right?
Yeah. Well, I bet we could find it in some cheap bootleg theater.
Cool, like $3 theaters.
Yeah.
Let's see. Shit, the things you just said just made my head. Yeah, I got a bunch of things. I saw Horrible Bosses. That was good. You'll like that. It's with one of the guys from SNL, Sudeikis.
Mm.
And, shit. I forget the other one.
Kevin
Spacey's one of the bad bosses. Oh my god! Okay, Jennifer Aniston is in it. She's almost. I'm not really necessarily into like celebrities or whatever, but especially ones that act all goody goody. But dude, she's like damn near. She's damn near pornographic in this movie, and I'm not kidding.
We have to go see that.
She said
my girlfriend's blessing because she likes Jennifer Aniston.
Do you like Jennifer Aniston?
She's hot.
She would fuck.
You will go
with a Pringles can.
You guys will both get like hard-ons in this movie then, because it's fucking
what?
Yeah.
Baby, you got a dick?
No. But women get what they call a femme boner, a femme bone,
a fomb.
The button. Yeah, you know the button. I call that a femme bone. But seriously. Show me this button.
Show me the button.
No.
What's the thing about the nose thing you said earlier? The nose.
What nose?
No. The thing about
nose hairs.
Oh damn nose hairs. Oh damn nostril hairs. Damn it.
Oh man.
It's too long when those dry, crusty.
I catch him picking his nose all the
Everybody
time.
Everybody picks their nose.
But he does this thing where he'll pick, and I'll be laying on him, and then I'll look at him, and he goes like this, and he's like.
No one. Do you pick your nose?
Fuck yeah, I do. I think
it's okay to pick your nose.
I think the safe zone for the most part is your house, definitely the bathroom, and I'll even say the car.
No, I think the car is the worst.
No,
place.
No. Well, you'd think so because like other people can see you, but that's when I give a shit the least. Like normally, even in my house, like if we were right here, I probably wouldn't pick my nose in front of you. But if we were in a car, I'd be like, oh fuck it, sorry, we're in the car. I don't know why that is. Because it's like when you're in traffic, it's like, who gives a fuck? Like, every, you know.
I always catch people picking their nose, and then I just kind of gawk at them.
I'm just going to, like, stick my finger.
That's right. I'm like, that's right, motherfucker. I just caught you picking your nose. Or picking butts. People picking their butts when they're walking. You ever see that?
Yeah.
I did.
I think I'm more of a, I commit the crime more than I catch people committing the crime, probably. I don't pick a lot of ass, but. Sometimes you have to.
Pick a booty.
You know, if you're not comfy, you gotta get that shit. You gotta check yourself.
I do have some good news to tell you.
Sweet.
Some really good news. You're gonna be happy. So Tina had her kid.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, she had her kid.
Awesome, man. Is everything good?
Yeah. She had a C-section. He was born yesterday around 11 o'clock.
Cool, man. Well, congratulations. You're an uncle.
Yeah, I got a picture. Do I have a picture? Mommy, go to my phone. He looks like my mom, but he looks like a little old Asian man.
Really?
He's all kind of wrinkly.
Oh, that's cute. That's very cute. Yeah, let's see a picture. That's so cute, man. Well, congratulations. I should tell her that, too. I don't really talk to your sister other than, you know, because it's your sister. Like, you know.
Not like somebody I know.
Like who? Oh. Well, it's not even just that. It's like, what would I talk to Martina about? Like, it'd be like talking to the pair. You know what I mean?
No, my sister is way different than
the pair. No, she is. But I'm still saying, like, what would I have to say? You're right, though. I'd rather. It's not that I wouldn't want to talk. Yeah, never mind. This is a weird hole. Oh. He's cute, dude. How does that look like your mom?
The nose. Look at his nose.
He's very cute. I don't see it, but he's cute. I mean, see how it looks like your mom. But
what? How can you not see it? Yeah, yeah. It doesn't look like my mom.
Babies are cool, but they honestly all look the same until about like 4 or 5, 6 months when their hair. Was he born with hair?
Yeah. I don't like the other picture. He looks creepy.
I want to see it.
Wait, did I just say that out loud?
No, it's all good. We can edit if you want. Dude, babies all
look like a little old man.
That's a cool photo. I like that one better, actually.
He's like, hey, guys.
what are you doing over there? I like that one. So, what's his first name? I forget. Tosh. Oh, that's
Tosh.
That's a cool name. That's cool. Did you guys going down to see him?
Not yet. I have work, you know.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, I got to stay with the job.
Shit. How's she doing, though, your sister?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her. She doesn't really talk to me that much anymore. Oh. But I have some more news for you listeners. If you guys catch this before Friday, Spangle.
I'll put this up tonight. So they'll hear.
Spangle is going to be here Friday night. I heard tickets are only $25.
At the Crystal, right?
At the Crystal.
And who's Spangle?
Psytrance.
Oh, really? Artist. I saw that driving today, but I was like, what the fuck?
You should go.
Really? How much is it? 25?
I think it's $25 for a really good concert.
It's live.
Huh.
Are you going?
Oh, yeah.
And it's Friday?
Friday.
What,
yeah,
you guys know the time? Probably like 9 or
8 o'clock is when doors open.
Okay.
It's going to be really good. It's going to be a different crowd. It's not a rave or anything like that. It's a concert.
Really?
But a bunch of hippies.
Is it dance, though, at all? Or it's
psychedelic trance.
Okay. I can imagine really cool, that. Yeah, cool. Hey, man. I think I'm kind of there.
Hey, guys.
See colors and stuff when I imagine it.
I see.
And flowers. There's people there.
I see flowers dancing with trees.
And most of them smell good.
And posies. But the posies are dancing.
Some of them don't smell good at all.
No, they smell like stink.
Yeah, they do. I think I'm going to leave the concert now and come back.
Hey, guys. Do you have any acid?
Because my drink is, like, super bassy. And, you know, acid and bass, if you get the right concoction, they cancel each other out and you can drink that.
Wait, isn't it acid and like, vinegar?
It's on the pH scale. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think vinegar is a base. Vinegar is a base. But, yeah, if you have, like, strong acid and you put some, like, vinegar with it, it'll even it out and you'll be able to drink it.
Yeah, you will.
And survive. And live. But don't try it at home because if you die... That'd be gross to drink vinegar. Ew. God, I was going to say something based on... And then you dropped the baby bomb. Now I'm just thinking about kids and stuff. Because I know we have some friends that have had kids lately, too. And it was pretty cool. Oh. Sorry. Bam! Ah. If you hold a kid and someone takes a photo of you holding that kid and then they post it online... You will be surprised how many people think, go home and hold your nephew.
Oh, yeah.
And people will be like, Chris, you had a kid? Awesome, yeah, dude. Yeah. Congratulate. You're like, no. Like, yeah, that happened. And not that it was, like, horrible. It was cool. It was funny. But still, it's like, it was just like after, like, the fourth or fifth person, you got to, like, type out a message to or just tell them, no, it was someone else's kid. I don't know. Pretty crazy.
No babies.
No babies?
Mm-mm.
Right on.
Watched a movie recently again, too. Old movie. It was just hilarious.
What was it?
Kung Pao.
Oh. Didn't we talk about that last time?
I don't know.
I think we did.
Maybe we did. I don't know. It was worth...
Did you watch it again?
Yes.
Nice.
No, we didn't.
Cool. But it's worth two mentions. Like two,
it is worth two
like
mentions.
Like after 2 weeks. That, so that's awesome.
He made me watch it again because... The first time I watched it, I was like, this is stupid. Like, I don't want to watch this. And then we watched it again, and it was actually pretty funny. You have to watch it a couple times for it to actually be funny.
What else is there to talk about?
I don't know. That you said I was thinking of something, and you... oh, okay. So you're with a delivery job now?
Yeah.
That's going cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, except for I didn't know that we were taking people's jobs. And stuff, so it's kind of awkward. Because the people that we took their jobs.
That's funny, because I just had a delivery job, and they let me know last week that,
No, it's not you. It's not your job, because the people who were taking jobs...
Were still there?
No, are training us.
Oh, that's...
That's fucked up.
Why are you taking their jobs?
Well, it's not really...
They lost the contract.
No, they... The company that I'm working for, I'm not going to really mention the names.
Yeah, it's all good.
But,
to protect the innocent.
Yeah, they basically the drivers were, I guess, lazy mm-hmm. or not doing their job. I'm not going to say lazy. I'm just going to say they weren't performing their job adequately.
Incompetence.
And they're outsourcing to an outsource.
In India.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's in America.
That's in America. In America.
America. Who started that shit? America.
America?
Yeah, is that Bernie Mac?
Maybe it's Bernie Mac. Sounds Bernie Mac.
Come on, America. I don't know.
I don't know what the hell.
What?
What the hell? Okay. So I deliver stuff currently with, where I'm at. And I go to this guy's house this morning. And I go inside. Like, first off, he's got these two little, like, attack dogs that, like, try to bite me. That was cool. And then I go inside his house, and I smell a familiar smell to Portland.
Was it poop?
No, not that smell. And
what? Poop's a familiar smell?
Well, this isn't legal. This isn't exactly legal yet, what I
think. Is it green? Sometimes sticky?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not even just the smell. And then I look down on his coffee table, and it's just like bloop, 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 just fucking everywhere. I'm thinking, wow, this guy's like, and it was, and I could still smell like, you know, fresh smoke. So I must have knocked on the door, and he was like, "I'll be right there." Probably like, it was probably in his breath. But anyways, he was cool. He was nice.
Or we could have farted.
But then I realized, a couple things after that. Like I thought he was all peaceful, but then I realized. Well, I found out why he had it. I'm pretty sure it was medicinal because, like, his leg, he had, like, a pirate leg. It was metal, but, I mean, his leg was hacked off, and he had, like, a fake leg.
Do you remember, on that topic, do you remember the guy from in Hermiston that would walk around? He had all those crazy kids, and he walked around with a stump, and he would duct tape his stump instead of getting, like, a prosthetic leg. He'd just duct. Yes, you do. We used to go to the bowling alley. And just
oh, my. Were you there the night the kid punched me in the face? Yeah. Were you there that time? Oh,
I was
my
there.
God.
You were playing Cruising USA.
Okay. God damn, that was funny. Okay. Well,
so you know who I'm talking about then with his dad. And he had one leg, and he would wrap it, his stump.
I don't remember the dad. I just remember.
He would wrap his stump with duct tape. And then one time he got so pissed off at his special son that he was stomping. He was stomping his duct tape stump on the ground.
Jesus, that kid like socked me in the face.
Why?
And I know I'm a good person deep down because I couldn't hit, you know, a mentally handicapped child back.
He punched you in the face.
I wouldn't. What?
He punched you in the
face. Yeah, he punched me in the side of the face. I was playing a video game.
It was cruising the world.
Cruising, and he kept fucking with the shift knob and like fucking up the car. I was losing the race, and I was like, "Hey, man, you know I'm playing the game. Like, please don't." Or I was probably just like, you know, please stop or whatever. And he wouldn't do it. And I told him again, he wouldn't do it, and he wouldn't get his hand up. So I just like put my hand like under his, and I just like kind of like, you know, lifted up on top of the shifter to just get his hand off of there. And then he couldn't do it. Then he goes around me. And he, like, starts trying to, like, fuck with the steering wheel. And I was like, no, man, please stop. I'm trying to play this game. And he goes like he's going to back off. And then he, like, cocks his hand back. And I'm like, don't you do it. Don't you. And he just fucking hits me in the face and runs off. Motherfucker.
Oh, man.
You were there, man.
I was there.
You know what's crazy is we were pretty much always there when crazy shit like that happened.
Do you remember eating at El Cazador?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know. Colby, for some reason, he always attracted special need mentally handicapped kids.
I don't want this to, like, sound cold or anything, and I don't have any hatred for anybody, but, like, Down syndrome people like to fuck with me. I don't know why. Like, I've never made fun of anybody. I've never done shit. But now that you bring that up, one of them hit me in the face, and one of them accused me of some shit. I've never even seen that girl, and she was like, "Hey, Beavis."
me and Lacey were sitting there eating chips at a Mexican restaurant, and then all of a sudden some big gangly redheaded chick comes around the corner and just screams.
Sweet little girl with Down syndrome gangly. Comes around the corner.
Gangly.
Sweet little girl.
She had gangly hair.
And did she point? I don't remember.
Yeah, she pointed right at you, and you just in mid bite of a nacho chip, it just stopped, and she just screams, "Hey, Beavis!"
And then I think you guys like probably looked at me and were like, "What the fuck did you do?" Or something. And I you can't recover from that.
On same topic, do you remember? I know I'm going to go to hell, but I mean I've done other things. So, do you remember? Do you remember a kid in middle school who was taking out the recycling?
Oh, holy shit. That was, we are going to hell for laughing at that. But that was, all right. So we're going to go into that?
Go into it.
We don't mention names or whatever, but all right. So where we went to middle school, they had all
the, we'll call him Thomas.
They had all the special needs kids, like, do this, you know what, now that I think about it,
he did that at our middle school too.
That's okay. It's cool because it's like, yeah, you're giving them a job and you're giving them something to do, but at the same time it's kind of fucked up because you're not paying those kids shit.
Yeah,
when we would leave, and these are special needs kids, you know, like, you know, they're, you know, yeah, like when we were done with PE, we'd wait, the bell would ring, and we'd walk through the cafeteria to our classes, and there they'd be like fucking frosting the maple bars or like licking the maple bars. I saw that shit a couple times, man. I don't blame him. I would have done the same shit, but
I would have just ate the maple. Maybe.
And then in our classes, they would come
anything.
They would come around, and they would in the afternoons, they would come around and collect the garbage, and they would collect the recycling. And I don't think they got paid shit.
No.
Like, I mean, it's nice you're giving. Hey, you're giving them something to do, a job. It makes them feel better. It's cool, but like, goddamn, give them some money. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Or maple bars. Or maple bars.
Anyway, yeah. So what class do you remember what the subject we what class we were in?
It was
Jesus, I can't believe that you and me have been together to see all this shit. Because unless you see it, or unless we had it on, can you imagine if we had all this shit on video?
Priceless. It'd be gold. Gold.
Dude. It's so gold. It doesn't matter.
Like your coin.
I love gold.
It doesn't matter the subject, but we're sitting in there.
It was right across from Art Larson's class.
Yeah, so yeah, it was something.
I can't remember what her name was.
Well, what grade were we in? Were we in 7th or 8th?
Had to be 8th.
Yeah, but we're sitting there, and one of them comes in to grab the recycling, and it has, the door is one of those doors that has, like, the, what's the push bar?
Yeah,
the push. And the, you know. So this gentleman happened to be wearing suspenders,
and he was kind of big.
He was kind of big, you know.
No, he wasn't kind of big. I mean, that's being general. I mean, that's being nice. Tell the truth.
He was kind of big, and he goes in, grabs the recycling, and then he, like, with his back up, you know, uses his back to push the bar. Jesus Christ! I can't believe we're telling. Okay. You know, like we'd all do, just use the back and turn around and empty it into, like, the bigger thing, and then, you know, without having to close the door or whatever. Well, as he was trying to, like, turn to, like, empty it, his suspender caught on the side of the bar. And when he went to walk away, it, like, wouldn't let go. He kind of, well, I don't remember from there. I just remember he had a fit, kind of.
Yeah,
like,
he couldn't let go, so he started to run, and it came back and undid his suspenders and slapped him right in his ass. I know I'm going to hell for this, but I mean, like, I'm telling a story.
It's, you know what? If it was anybody else, it would still be funny. So I figure, fuck it. Like, we're not saying it's his fault for his.
No, not at all.
So yeah, if it was me or you and that shit happened, we would probably do it on purpose. But you know what I mean?
It's funny.
But it's happened. It's happened to a bunch of people.
It's funny. Things like that to me are funny.
I don't think it's me now that I really think about it. Anyone who'd be pissed off at that is like they're missing the humor of the situation.
Yeah. It wasn't just us that was laughing.
Fuck no, dude. He had the whole class, like...
I think the teacher was even laughing.
It was amazing. I would be a horrible teacher, because if shit like that happened, I'd be like, no, kids, that's not... I would be the first motherfucker. I'd be like, oh! Oh, shit. That's
pretty funny.
Oh, okay, so real quick... the dude that I delivered to, he turned out to be like a pirate, Willie Nelson. And then
was he old?
Yeah, he's old as shit. But as I was leaving though, I noticed, all right, so if you're looking out his front door, he's got like his light switches with like the plate over him. He has a knife sticking through that top. So in case he ever like answered the door and someone was, you know, there that he didn't want, he could just like grab over with like his left hand.
That's
and
a
had a knife. Bam, and I was like, holy shit. And you know what's crazy? It's not the, and then I saw, and then after I noticed that was like, I was like halfway done, doing shit, and once I see shit like that, I start scanning for other shit, you know, to like evaluate danger and stuff. Yeah, he had other knives, and it was fucking. And then the knives were like bigger and bigger. I noticed he had like one behind his chair, and like this guy was fucking ready to go.
Terrifying.
He was cool though. Like I never had, you know, I didn't. He was cool as shit. He was nice, but that's not the first house that's been like that. I delivered to this one where I swear this dude was like Norman Bates. He had knives everywhere throughout his house. Like, just, I mean, you know, behind the chair, hiding.
Maybe he sold Cutco.
Those are good knives.
Yeah, I have scissors.
Have you guys ever been pulled into that?
No. I'm not going to sell
Cutco. Okay. But have you ever, like, seen their ads online? Have you ever gone to one of the presentations to sell?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. I've been pulled in almost twice. I would say 1.5 times. Because the ads on Craig... Okay. Looking for a job is the hardest job you never get paid for.
Yeah.
It is. There's a and what's horrible about it is like there's a lot of people out that are trying to like, you know, basically screw you over, and you don't even have a job. You know what I mean? They're trying to. It's like, oh, give us your money, we'll train you, and then you can start making money. And that's
kind of like a cosmetic company. Horrible. I'm not going to mention names, but.
But cut, yeah. What's the name? Oh man, all we can say names on this because fuck them.
Mary Kay.
No. Yeah. That kind of stuff. But who sells Cutco? I forget. Fuck. I had a buddy.
Kids?
No. Who's? I'm gonna look that up because I'm gonna call those bastards out. But I recently had an experience where it wasn't just Cutco. I got called in to like sell life Kirby. Insurance for this other.
Ow.
Company, and they didn't tell me that until the very end that it's like, oh yeah, training takes 2 weeks unpaid. You have to give us a deposit for like $200 for something. I don't remember what it was. And then it's up to you how much you make. And it's like, I was like, oh. And then I kind of want to like, what I thought would be funny though is if you get both of those jobs and you start selling life insurance and the knives, when you go to make one presentation, you make both. So it's like, hi. These knives will cut just about anything. And by anything, I mean humans. Say, do you guys have life insurance? And you know what I mean? Like, I was like, that would be awesome. Yeah,
that'd be pretty funny.
If, yeah. This is kind of pointless looking up the thing. I just want to know the name, though. It's bullshit, though. Okay, so the first time I went out and got the interview. Oh, this isn't right. Really sells Cutco. Fuck, I don't remember the name of the company. Whatever.
What are you guys doing for dinner tonight?
Me.
Wait, where's Lace?
She should be home soon. Yeah, fuck it, I don't know. Oh, Vector. I think it's called Vector Marketing. Yep. Vector Marketing sells Cutco. So if you're trying to get a job out there, and Vector, that's the other thing. Okay, you apply and they won't say they're Vector, because if you do research on Vector, there's a lot of like, you know, bad reviews. So they'll say there's some other company, and then you get there, and then they'll, like, in their presentation, they'll be like, hi, we're associated with Vector. And then you'll find out they're not associated with Vector. They are Vector. I think it's called Vector Marketing or some bullshit. And then that's the thing, though. They sell a good product, but it's not a good job because it's like, it's...
Who wants to buy that shit? Who has money to buy knives right now?
Well, I don't know. But they're good knives. That's the thing. I'll say that. They're good knives, but it's the way the company works is how they screw people.
Didn't somebody that you know sell some Cutco knives?
Yeah, we won't say his name, but he just got a job for Cutco, and he took a pair of scissors and pawned them for $10. That's how much they're worth at a pawn shop.
Oh, well, how much do they sell them for?
I don't know.
I think they're like $100 scissors.
Really?
Yeah.
Cutco scissors.
Or 50 or something.
Well, here's what they told me, though. And maybe that's why they're bastards, is because a bunch of people have tried that. I doubt it. I just think they're cheap. But when you go to sell stuff, you have to take like a whole case out and stuff. And holy shit. This is saying the Cutco super sheer scissors is $85 on eBay.
So it's more. It's like $100.
The super shears on Amazon are like $110 almost. Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh, wow. I have a $100 pair of scissors.
So
what
he
the pawned. That's awesome.
He pawned for $100. He should get me a pair for $10. Oh, whoops.
Tell the pawn shop.
Right. The pawn shop's going to sell them for
$1. Pawn shop will mark them up.
Mark them up. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'll make at least 50, 60 off of them at least. But you have to like give them a check deposit. For everything that you take out. So you'll cold call a shitload of people to do a presentation for them. And then when you check out like your sample stuff so people can try it, and they'll be like, oh, I want to order that one.
They make you pay a deposit?
They make you pay in case you fucking bail with all their equipment. Yeah. So if that guy sold the shit.
So he really didn't get off with anything.
No. I mean, unless he's some, this is what's crazy. You don't usually buy anything directly from the salesperson. You order it like you would like, I don't know, Home Shopping Network. Like, you order it and they send it to you. But this is, like, right in person. Like, I'd be like, hey, I have these scissors. And you're like, I want a pair. And I'll be like, all right, what's your address? Give me your money. And then so that's at least my impression. So unless he got, like, got into a warehouse or something, which I don't know how he'd do. Yeah, he fucked himself. Because how it was explained to me is like when you go out to make a sale.
Yeah, then they'll go after you.
Well, and yeah. Oh, dude, totally.
Yeah, they'll go after you.
But what they told me is like you have to have like, I think the check, it's they don't cash it, obviously. It's just in case you come back and stuff's missing or whatever. But the check is anywhere from between like $300 and $400 worth of stuff at that time. So maybe his is more or less. I don't know. But if they came back and scissors were missing and he like paid to get them out and he only made $10 off of them. What's that show? You made a horrible deal.
He still has a job, though.
So maybe he had another pair or something, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. It's... Anyways, that place is a scam, dude. And so the first time I went in, and they'll offer pretty much anyone who really acts interested. They'll be like, well, we've looked over your qualifications, and we think blah, 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 and you're great, and you're going to do great here, and you're great, and everyone's happy, blah, blah, blah. And then I realized, like, what it was, and I did research, and I was like, fuck this. But then I applied for a different website, and it turned out to be Vector. That's what's creepy is they'll advertise as, like, different things.
I just got sent these.
Aw, more baby pictures. That's cute, man.
I want to see him.
Chris is an uncle.
He's so cute.
He has a big nut.
Let me see. Ugh, just like you.
I don't want to see this. Holy shit. Damn, dude.
It looks like a fist.
Holy shit, man.
You are a big baby. He's a big baby. How much is he? He's like
8.9 ounces.
Damn.
Dude, that kid has huge nuts.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. Dude, maybe it's like a twin that was like born the other way. Maybe that's the other head that the body just didn't fully develop.
What the fuck?
Blech. Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna call him Big Nut.
Oh shit. Well, man, if we're not, we can kill it anytime. It's up to you, man.
Yeah, let's go ahead and kill it.
All right, man. Yeah. Well, thanks. This was fun. Short and sweet. Sometimes that's what it's about.
How long do we buy it?
I think like 40. It's all good though. Oh, do you have anything to Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm playing a show this weekend at the Bohemia. It's called Make Some Noise. Freestylers are headlining.
Sweet. What are the details?
Oh, I don't have a flyer on me.
Oh.
Saturday, 8 o'clock, Bohemia, Northeast Portland.
Tillamook
Street.
Oh, that's cool.
Off of Interstate Ave.
Sweet, man. And now we should. I'll just get some info for what you want on your site, and we'll give you looking legit.
Word.
All right. Thanks, guys. It's fun. See you next time. Fruity.